This is an excellent answer. It has a clear structure which introduces the general area of law at issue and then goes on to apply the law to the facts of the problem. It leaves the examiner in no doubt that the student understands the general area of law in which the question falls and is able to apply that law to a given set of facts. There is very little repetition of the facts of cases, something which generally is not necessary in land law. Instead, the answer discusses the principles derived from the cases. The law is generally accurate and the answer reaches a conclusion, something which weaker answers avoid. The answer demonstrates an awareness of the wider context in which the facts of this problem are placed, and they are considered without introducing irrelevant material. As a whole, the answer gives the impression that the student is fully conversant with the topic and has good legal skills.